交给谢弟兄。
Next, we'll give the following time to our brother Shay. Let's open the Bible together to New Testament, the Gospel according to John, chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章。
John 17.
我们读第十一节、十二节。
We'll read
20到26节。
Verses 11, 12, and verses 20 through 26.
约翰福音第十七章第十一节。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 17, verse 11.
从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。
While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them just as you have loved me.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world.
公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差了我来。
O gracious Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you.And these have known that you sent me.
我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them.
我们再有点祷告。
Shall we have a further word prayer, please?
我们再把这一点时间交到你的手中。
Father, once again, we commit this short period of time to your hand.
愿你爱子的血再次来接近我们，保守我们。
May your son's precious blood once again keep us and cleanses us.
好叫我们能够在圣灵里头来认识我们的主。
So that we would know our Lord in the Holy Spirit.
把这些话再更多的启示在我们里头。
So that these words can be revealed more to us.
好了，好叫我们真能行在你的话语当中。
And that we can truly walk in your word.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 约翰福音的第十七章啊， 是非常重要的一张圣经。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 17, is a very important one.
是我们的主他在受难之前一个晚上的时候，他做的一个祷告。
And this is the prayer that our Lord made right before his suffering and crucifixion.
这个祷告呢，又称为大祭司的祷告。
It's also called the high priest's prayer.
在祷告里头啊，它里面的内容是非常的丰富的。
And the contents of this chapter are so rich.
他说到荣耀。
It speaks of glory.
他说到神的名。
The Lord God's name.
他说到神的道。
And also God's way.
他说到什么是永生。
What is eternal life?
他说到什么是真理。
What is true?
他说如何什么成圣。
How can we be sanctified? 里面的
虽然是一个祷告啊，但是里面所包括的那个内容是何等样的丰富。
Although this is a prayer, but how rich its content is.
那么在这个祷告里头呢，那个最主的那个最主要的心意在哪里呢？
And what's the most crucial heart of our Lord in all this?
在这个祷告里头啊，主纪念在他心上就纪念最重最重的负担呢，是他儿女们圣徒中的合一。
And heaviest burden on our Lord's heart is His children's unity.
是大他在上十字架之前呢，在他里头心中最重的一个负担。
And this is the heaviest load in our heart, our Lord's heart before He's crucified.
所以他不但是他祷告要他的儿女们合一，他也告诉我们在基督里如何来合一。
So not only did He pray that His children would be unified, but also He told us how we could become one.
合一呢，实在是我们见证的根基。
And this oneness is the very foundation of our testimony.
我们马上就要来传福音啊。
Very soon we will have this gospel outreach.
保罗他在腓立比书啊，他这么说。
And Paul in Philippians says so.
他说我每逢想念你们的时候呢，就不住的感谢神。
Whenever I think of you, I cannot stop giving thanks to our God.
因为呢，从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的来传主。
For your fellowship in the gospel from the very first day until now.
如果我们要来传主的福音，我们必须在主的合一里头，同心合意的来传。
If we want to preach the gospel, we have to share it, in unity in the Lord.
在祷告的时候，我们要同心合意的来祷告。
So as we pray, we have to pray in oneness.
当主升天之后呢，那120个门徒在耶路撒冷小楼上的祷告啊。
Now, just as the Lord has ascended into heaven, and all His 120 plus our disciples pray together in the upper room.
使徒行传告诉我们，他是同心合意的祷告啊，这有十天之久啊。圣灵就降下来。
And Acts tells us that they pray in one accord for 10 days, and Holy Spirit came upon them.
啊，当神祝福他们的时候，他们天天在殿里啊，在家中啊，擘饼纪念主。
As God blessed them, daily they are breaking bread from house to house and in the temple remembering the Lord.
那他们那个他的描述，他们怎么样擘饼呢？他们是同心合意的。聚集在神的面前擘饼纪念。
And how did they break bread? The Bible tells us that they came together in one mind to break bread.
所以呢，合一这件事呢，不但是主他自己心上的一个最重的负担呢，也是呢，是神儿女们多那个历世历代的呼求。
So this oneness is not only our Lord's heaviest load in His heart, but also should be the crying out of all the saints throughout generations.
那是神的儿女合一的有没有道路呢
？Is there a way to this oneness among God's children？
我们是不是看到今天神的儿女们是在合一的光景里呢
？Do we see this oneness among God's children？
哎，我想我们必须再回到这个大祭司的祷告里头啊，来看主呢，他怎么样启示合一这个真理呢
？I believe we need to come back to this high priest's prayer to see how God has revealed this truth to us.
合一呢，不仅仅只是个真理，不是只是那个盼望，他也给我们一条路。
Oneness is not only a hope.A truth.
告诉我们
But oneness also shows the way to it.
告诉我们如何能够在神里头合一。
It tells us how to be united in the Lord.
首先呢，他说在第十一节说，他是借着他的名呢使我们合一的。
So first in verse 11, we see that it is in His name that we are united as one.
圣父啊，求你依你所赐给我的名呢，保守他们。
Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me that they may be one as we are.
神的名呢，能够保守我们，使我们合一。
So God's name can keep us in oneness.
在这一章圣在这个祷告里头呢，主多方的提到他的名。
Now in this prayer, our Lord has mentioned His name in many different ways.
他说到父的名。
He speaks of the Father's name.
他说到那个说这个你 在那个在这个从你从世上赐给我的人呢、啊，我已将你的名啊写命给他们。
He says that I have given your name to those whom you have given me.
我已经将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们。
And I have shown them, I will continue to declare your name to them.
主在世上的时候，把那个父的名呢启示给他的儿女们。
So as our Lord was in the world, He has shown His Father's name to them.
什么是父的名呢
？Now what is the Father's name？
父的名呢是耶和华。
Father's name is Jehovah.
他是那位自有永有的神。
He is a great I am.
他是呢，他是始，他是终，他是创始成终的神。
He's the first, he's the last, he's the one who starts and who finishes it.
万有呢，都是借着他有的哈，在都在神的里头。
All things consist in him.
那么这里呢，不但是说到父的名啊，祷告里头是他还知道父所赐给子的名。
Here it speaks of not only the Father's name, but also the name of the Lord given by the Father.
在圣经里面，让我们启示给我们的子的名呢，是非常的丰富的。
Now the Bible has revealed to us that the Lord's name is so rich.
他旧约里头的时候啊，当主还没来之前呢，他就开始说到这个要来那个子的名是什么。
Now in the Old Testament before the Lord came, it already spoke of the name of this Lord.
在以赛亚书第九章第六节啊。
Isaiah 9:6.
他说啊，他的名啊，他说到了将来要那个基督啊，弥赛亚，他的名啊成为奇妙的。
It says that the name of the coming Christ is called Wonderful.
啊，我们的主是一个奇妙的主。
So our Lord is a wonderful Lord.
所做的事超过我们所能够想象的。
He always does things more than we can ask or think of.
他的名又称为测试。
And also his name is Counselor.
所有的谋略，所有的智慧都在他里头。
So in him dwells all the counsel and wisdom.
他还是那个全能的神。
He is also the Almighty God.
他在永世以前就是三位一神里的一位。
Before eternity, he is one of the triune God.
他说他是永在的父。
He is also the everlasting Father.
他是主说呢，我与父呢原为一的。
So Lord says that I and my Father are one.
他还是呢和平的君呢。
He's also the Prince of Peace.
他只说到他是将来要来的君王。
And the Bible tells us that he is the king to come.
这是在旧约里头就启示了，子的名是何样的宝贝。
So in Old Testament, that it has already revealed the preciousness of the Lord.
在新约里头的时候，当主降生的时候。
Now in New Testament, after our Lord was born.
那个神呢，借着这天使啊，启示啊。要来的那个玛利亚要生的那个孩子呢，要称为耶稣。
God also revealed the name of the child which Mary would give birth to as Jesus.
耶稣呢的意思呢，就是耶和华拯救。
Jesus means the Lord saves.
因为他要将他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
Because he will save his people from sins.
啊，当他啊。从死里复活的时候
，and after he is risen from dead，
啊，神把他升为至高了，赐给他一个超乎万民之上的名。
God has highly exalted him and given him the name that's above every name.
当我们的主从死里复活了，升到天上去的时候
，after our Lord has risen from the dead, has ascended on high，
神立他为主为基督啊
，and God has appointed him as the Lord as the King.、
Christ. 基督呢？基督这个名词的实在是一个头衔。
And we know Christ, this speaks of a title.
他是一个受膏者，在圣经里头，很多人都可以说到受膏者。
He is one of the anointed, and in the Bible, many people could be anointed.
但是呢，当主从死里复活了以后呢，这个基督呢，变成一个专有名词了。
And when our Lord is risen from the dead, Christ, this term has become a designated special term.
只有在神的儿子身上呢。才配称这个基督这个名字。
And only in God's Son can be given this name.
啊，每一个名字呢，里头都代表神的完全的丰富啊。
Every name of His represents the complete fullness of God.
这个名呢，能够保守我们在他里面合一。
And this very name can keep us in Him as one.
首先，我们当人要合一的话呢，我们必须要召聚在一起，对不对？
Now, for people to become one, first they have to be called together.
名字呢？把人召聚在一起。
It is this name that will gather people together.
你知道，今天在世上啊，如果有什么有名望的人呢、啊，政治人物起来要呼召做一件事情哈、啊，他的名响亮，很多人就会
被他的名所吸引来跟随他。
We know in today's world, if some celebrity or famous person rises up and gives out a calling because of his fame, people would come together toward him.
神的名呢，更是这个样子。
It's even so with our Lord's name.
我们呢是被神的名啊所招聚来的。
We are the ones who are called by God's name.
我们是聚在他的名下。
And we are.Called to be under his name.
更准确的说，我们是在他的名里头聚集的。
Now, to put this more accurately, we are gathered in his name.
我们每一次聚会的时候，刚刚弟兄说，我们是奉主的名啊，在这里聚会。
Our brother just said, as in every meeting, we are gathered together in his name.
就说了这个名呢，把我们召聚在他的面前呢，一同来敬拜他。
So this name has gathered us in his presence to worship him.
这个名呢，之所以把我们招聚呢，它有两个方，它有两个方面啊。
And the reason that this name can gather us together, lies in two aspects.
首先呢，他说这个名呢可以保守我们。
First, this name can keep us.
保守我们什么呢
？What does this name keep us?
他说呢，他第十五节说呢，保守啊，他们脱离那个恶者。
Verse 15 tells us that this name will keep us from the evil one.
这个名呢是有能力的。
So this name is powerful.
那他的名能够保守我们脱离那恶者一切的一切的作为。
No other name can keep us from all the deeds of this evil one.
神的儿女在地上呢，不能够合一啊，主要的原因呢，是因为撒旦的攻击。
Now the reason that God's children cannot become one basically is because of the attack of Satan.
因为呢，撒旦。的诡计啊，撒旦的攻击的，使得儿女们呢中间起了许许多多的纷争。
Because Satan's attack and his schemes, and that all the children of God have such strife, division.
他不但是呢在父神面前天天控告我们的人。
Not only does Satan accuse us daily before God.
他也是那个说谎的，因为他是说谎之人的父啊。
He's also the liar, the father of all liars.
因着这个谎言呢，使得神的百姓呢不能够合一。
And because of his liars, a lie is that all God's children cannot become one.
那主所赐下这个名呢，他要保守我们脱离那个恶者。
So this name God has given us will be able to keep us from this evil one.
因为这个名是有能力的。
Because this name has power.
那主在地上的时候，曾经差遣七十个门徒啊，两个两个人的出去。
When our Lord was in the world, he sent out his disciples, 70 disciples, two by two, to preach the gospel.
当他们出去传主的福音，去医病赶鬼的时候，他们是欢欢喜喜的回来的。
They went out to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, and cast out demons, and then return with much joy.
他们回来的时候是说，主啊，这个应着你的名啊，就是连鬼啊都服了我们。
And they say that, Lord, because of your name, even the demons are subject to us.
哎呀，那个门徒们第一次经历啊，主的名呢是这么样的能力的、啊。
And this is the first time the disciples experienced the power of the Lord's name.
用了主的只要提到主的名啊。鬼都被吓跑了。
Whenever they mentioned the name of the Lord, all the demons were scared away.
在那个使徒行传那个腓立比教会的时候啊，保罗呢、啊，曾经碰到一个人。
And at the Acts, we read that in Philippi that Apostle Paul met such a person.
那么他是一个被鬼附的一个使女。
This person was a maid being possessed by a demon.
她一天到晚在那里喊叫，在那里搅扰呢保罗传福音。
Now daily she would cry out behind Paul and disturbing his messages.
有一天呢，保罗就受不了，他说：“我奉主耶稣基督的名呢，叫你从他身上出来。”
So one day Paul couldn't stand it anymore. He said, "By the name of the Lord, I."Tell the demon to come out from her.
立时呢，那个鬼就出来了。
And right away, the demon came out.
哎，你就看见这个神的主的那个名啊，他是何等样的有能力啊。
So you see how powerful the Lord's name was.
他能够保守我们。
This name can keep us.
把我们脱离啊那个恶者一切的控告。
From all the accusation from the evil one.
因着我们得保守啊，我们才有可能在主里合一。
And it is because of this being kept by the Lord, so it's possible for us to become one.
那第二方面呢，说到这个名啊。
Now, secondly, this name.
这个名呢，能够带领我们进入神的爱。
Also leads us into God's love.
对二十六节他这么说。
Now, verse 26.
他说：“我已将你的名呢指示他们，还要指示他们。”
As I have declared to them your name and will declare it.
使你所爱我的爱呢，在他里面。我也在他们里面。
That the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them.
主在地上的时候呢，不断多方的来指示父的名。
When the Lord was in the world, in many ways, He revealed God's name to
people. 他借着他自己所做的，他自己所说的，要把父的名呢启示告诉他的门徒们。
Through His words, through His deeds, that He wanted to reveal God's name to His disciples.
他这个为什么这么做呢？
Now, why did He do so?
他有一个目的的。
He had one purpose.
他说呢，使你所爱我的爱呢，在他们里面。
That the love which Father loved the Son may be in them.
当主把那个名，父的名启示在他的门徒们心中的时候，
When the Lord revealed the name of the Father into disciples' heart,
产生了一个结果。
And there is this one result.
就是你知道父的爱呢，充满了他。That
is, the Father's love will fill them.
哎，你知道那个名啊，跟人的爱呢，常常会连在一起的。You
know, the name and a love can often be united.
在雅歌里面呢，他第一章里他这么说。In
the Song of Songs, in chapter 1, he says.
那个苏拉密女她说啊，那个你的膏油馨香啊，你的名呢，如同倒出来的香膏啊，所以众童女都爱你。
Your oils are having a pleasing fragrance. It's like the putrefied oil, and all the maidens love you.
因为主的那个名啊，是如此的馨香啊。
Because the Lord's name is so fragrant.
它吸引这些童女们。
And it draws all the maidens.
吸引我们这些属主的人。
It draws all of us who belong to Him.
它那个馨香的名呢，把我们引出我们里面的爱。
This fragrant name also draws out the love within us.
我想年纪大一点的都可能都有点经验了。
So for all of us who are older might have this experience.
你当初在谈恋爱的时候，
When you were in love,
啊，你很喜欢一个人。
When you love a person so much,
哎呀，那个刚刚这那个，要是有人在你面前提起他的名的时候，
Whenever somebody mentions your loved one,
哎呀，你里头啊，好像会心像小鹿在跳啊。
Right away, you'll feel this little deer in your heart is jumping.
哎，因为什么呢？因为那个名呢，是代表这个人。
Because this name represents this person.
哎呀，这个，因为你爱这个人的缘故，就提到这个名的时候呢，里头啊，你就，哎呀，就好像站立那个坐立不安呢。
Because you love this person, so whenever this person's name is mentioned, it seems that you can't sit, you can stand.
当那个主把父的名启示在我们里头的时候，
So when Father reveals His name to us,
他有这些这样的功用。
It also would bring up this kind of effect.
他要吸引我们里面的爱。
Because it would draw out our love.
更是呢，让我们那个启示，让我们得着父的爱。
So that we can even be see and receive more of Father's love.
这个爱呢，是父的爱。
And this love is the love from Father.
是那个 agape love.
This is the agape love.
哎呀，你知道什么是父的爱吗？
Do you know what is agape love?
父的爱呢，在那个哥林多前书了，他告诉我们呢，什么是爱。
It tells us what is this agape love.
那个是父的爱。
In 1 Corinthians, it is the Father's love. What does it speak of?
他说爱呢是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈的。
It says that it bears all things and endures all things.
他说那个凡事相信，凡事包容。 凡事相信，凡事盼望，啊，凡事忍耐，是吧？
It's long-suffering, as kind, bears all things, believes in all things, hope in all things, endures all things.
神的儿女们要如何能够合一呢？
Now, how can God's people become one?
必须有那个父的爱呢，充满在我们里头。
Father's love has to be first filled with all of us.
你能够凡事包容。
You have to be able to bear in all
凡事相信,
things, believe in all things,
凡事盼望,
and hope all things,
凡事忍耐,
and endure in all things.
没有什么事情你会还能够拦住我们不能够合一的。
If we can do this, nothing can hinder us from being one.
哎呀，那个父的名啊，就是带领我们进入父的爱。 这个爱呢，带领我们能够彼此能够相爱，我们彼此能够合一。
So Father's name leads us into this love, and this love leads us into this oneness.
我感觉今天我们在说我们是奉主的名聚会的时候，
Today I feel that as we say we are gathered in God's name,
我们可能没有太多思想这句话的意思。
We really haven't thought much about what the meaning is.
我们呢，不太能够进入这句话里头那里面丰富的含义。
And seldom can we actually enter into the riches of this name.
当我们说我们在主的名里头聚集的时候，
When we say we are gathered in His name,
他说到神的能力，神爱在我们当中的。
It speaks of the Lord's strength, speaks of God's love among us.
他所带进来的一个结果是绝对是一个合一的一个结果的。
And the result this name brings in is a complete definite union.
如果我们今天说我们是奉主的名聚会
，So today if we say we are gathered in the Lord's name，
结果我们中间还有纷争，还有嫉妒，还有这个结党的话
，And then we continue to have this jealousy, faction, divisions, clans among us.
我们不但我们呢，就纵然不能说是亵渎主的名啊，最少我们是妄称主的名。
Well, then we might not blaspheme the Lord's name, but at least we call His name in vain.
哎，所以你看见呢，这个在主的名里的聚集啊，是何等的宝贝啊
！So we see how precious it is to be gathered in the Lord's name.
是何等样的有盼望啊
！And what a hope this name brings us.
然后呢，第二方面呢，主怎么样使我们合一呢
？And secondly, how can our Lord unify us?
是借着主的祷告。
It is through the Lord's prayer.
二十节他说：“我不但为这些人祈求呢，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。”
Verse 20, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word.
使他们都合而为一。
So they will become one.
哎呀，主呢，他是现在是升入高天尊荣的大祭司啊。
Now our Lord as the great high priest has ascended on high.
他在父面前的是天天为我们代求的。
And he interceded for us daily before the Father.
那个希伯来书告诉我们说，他是那个长远活着的为我们祈求。
And the book of Hebrews tells us that he lives forever and prays for us.
在这一段是那个这章圣经里头啊，是大祭司的祷告啊。
Now, chapter 17 is high priest prayer.
他不仅仅是向父祷告啊，他也是为他的儿女们祷告。
Not only did he pray to his father, but also he prayed for God's children.
为他们祈求啊。
To intercede.
他先求呢，说求你用你求你赐给我的名的保守他们。
First, he prayed that with the name you've given me, keep them.
然后他说呢，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你们保守他们脱离那恶者。
And he did not pray that we should be taken out of the world, but that we should be kept from the evil one.
然后他说：“求你呢，用真理使他们成圣。”
And also our Lord prayed that sanctify them by God's truth.
哎，你发觉呢，在这个祷告里头呢，主啊，不仅仅是向着父啊，更是为了他的儿女们不断的祈求啊。
So in this prayer, we see our Lord not only pray to His Father, but also pray for God's children.
主没有一天呢停止为我们祈求。
Not a day that our Lord would stop praying for us.
因着主的代祷呢，我们能够在主合一。
And because of His intercession, we can become one.
你知道那个我们呢都能够明白哈这个祷告的重要。
You know, we all know the importance of prayers.
那么我们也常常有些祷告的经验。
And we also have these experiences in praying.
那我们呢，遇到事情难处的时候，我们都会学到来祷告。
So when we encounter problems and difficulties, we all learn to pray.
我们也确实呢，有的时候主也让我们经历啊祷告的答应的时候那个喜乐。
And truly, sometimes the Lord also lets us experience the joy when our prayers are answered.
但是我在想啊，我们对于主为我们的大祭司为我们的祷告啊，到底我们认识了多少
？But I think exactly how much we know this prayer, that high priest prayer that the Lord made for us.
我们可能知道啊，因为圣经告诉我们，别人教导我们说，主在天上天天为我们祷告。
We may know from other people's teaching and from the Bible that our Lord prays for us daily in heavenly places.
但是呢，主的祷告呢，跟我们的生活好像没有太大的关系啊。
But it seems that there is not much relationship between his prayer and our lives.
你知道人呢什么时候不能够祷告啊
？Do you know when man cannot pray？
生病的时候不能祷告。
When you're sick？
哎呀，我一些那个有以前呢有些有个经历啊，在工作上的压力很大的时候。
I had this experience before when the pressure at work was so great.
还有那个。吃不好睡不好然后那个思想不集中啊那个非常非常的烦躁。
And then I was so restless because I couldn't eat well, I couldn't sleep well, and my attention cannot be focused.
我知道我那时候病了。
And I knew that I was sick.
啊我那时候最需要祷告对不对
?And that, at that time I need to pray.
但是我怎么祷告也祷告不出来。
But I just couldn't pray even though I wanted to.
我唯一能够祷告的唯一能够祷告就像彼得说的主啊救我
The only prayer I had is just Peter's prayer Lord save me
哎呀，主当然也听祷告了
Of course, our Lord answered prayer.
但是那时候的在人生病的时候，我说就是不管是在精神上的也好，是在身体上的也好，你最需要祷告的时候，你反而祷告不出来了。
Now, when you are sick mentally and physically, it's the very time you need to pray most, but this is at the time you can't pray.
因为我们这个身体不合作。
Because our body will not cooperate with us.
基督的身教会呢，基督的身体也是一样的。
And likewise, this is with the body of Christ, the church.
基督的身体什么时候不能祷告？
When can the body of Christ not be able to pray?
就是基督身体生病的时候。
Is when the body of Christ is sick.
当他其中有嫉妒纷争的时候。
In that when it has this jealousy and strife.
当上神的儿女不能合一的时候。
When God's children cannot become one.
不能够祷告。
That's the time the church cannot pray.
哎，就算是祷告也是非常虚假的。
Even though the church comes to pray, it seems so phony.
我听说啊，在台湾呢，那有一段时间呢，有一个非常兴旺的教会啊，在中间起了问题。
Now I heard this that at one time in Taiwan, there was this very prosperous church, and then they had problems.
他们呢，因为对一些真理的看见的不同啊，他们一些做事上的那个不同啊，他们中间起了极大的纷争了。
There was such this faction among them because of the discord of the truth and also the different ways to do things.
他们都还没有那时候还没有分裂啊，他们还得在一起聚会啊。聚会的时候他们必须要祷告。
Now, before this church was split up, they had to come together to pray.
哎，你说呢？你知道是那个祷告是什么祷告吗？
Do you know what kind of prayers they prayed?
那我听说了，我不在其中了哈。
I was told I wasn't among them.
那祷告啊，不是像不是跟神祷告啊，他的祷告是责备人的。
That they were not praying to God, instead they were rebuking one another in their prayers.
也许他在说主啊，求你看我们眼，让我们看见什么是对的，什么是错的。他只是说是我是对的，他是错的。
Maybe they're saying, Oh Lord, open our eyes so we could see what is right, what is wrong. In reality, they're saying, Lord, show them that they're wrong, I'm right.
我不知道这是在什么时候祷告啊。希望不是在波饼聚会里的祷告啊。
I hope this is not a prayer at breaking bread. I don't know when they made the prayer.
如果是在波饼聚会祷告的话，那真是得罪神了。
Well, if that's the prayer at breaking bread, surely that's sinned against our Lord.
你就发觉身体生病了，他不能祷告。
So you see, when a person is sick physically, he cannot pray.
他诚实一点的话，就祷告不出来了。
If he's honest with himself, he simply cannot pray.
哎，那发觉呢，就在这个时候呢，还有人在祷告。
And we see that right at this time, there are other people who are praying earnestly.
我们的主在祷告。
And this person is our Lord.
大祭司呢，在为他们代祷。
This high priest is making these intercessory prayers.
Yeah, 在这个这张圣经的同时啊，在路加福音有这么一个记载。
Now the book of Luke also records one incident which happened at the same time this prayer was made.
主耶稣呢，他对彼得说
，The Lord Jesus said to Peter,
他说西门西门呐、啊，那个撒旦呢，想要得你们，想要塞你们。
Simon, Simon, Satan is trying to get you.
那个好像塞麦子一样啊。
As sifting the wheat.
那么但是呢，我已经为你祷告，我已经为你祈求了。
Prayed for you.
当你回头之后啊
，So when you return，
你要坚固你的弟兄
，Strengthen your brethren。
主知道彼得呢，那天晚上他要三次不认主。
Now the Lord knew that on that very night Peter would disown our Lord three times。
知道了他那天他要跌倒。
He knew that Peter would stumble。
主说了，我已经为你祈求了。
But the Lord said, I have prayed for you。
让你回头之后呢，要坚固你的弟兄。
So after you return, strengthen your brethren。
我们在读的时候，我在想啊。主为什么不祷告，就叫彼得不要跌倒就好了嘛。
As I read this, I would think that, Lord, why don't you just pray that Peter would not fall at all?
为什么还是让他跌倒了，跌倒然后只是他的祷告只是让他找保守他还能够回头啊。
Why do you still allow him to fall, but simply pray that after he is restored, he would come back?
哎呦，我在想说那个，我也在想说当神的教会那个不和的时候
，So I think that when God's church is in discord，
甚至呢，他的那个那个后来也变成分裂的时候
，Or even to the point that the church is split up，
主你还不在，你有没有在祷告呢
？Lord， are you still praying for them？
如果你祷告的话，他怎么还会分裂呢
？If you've been praying for them， why is there this split up？
我们的主啊，知道我们这个人的天那个。 这个人的诡诈。
Now the Lord knows how treacherous we are.
他知道我们这个肉体啊，是那个他的那个工作是何等样何等样的诡诈。
He knows the work of our flesh, how treacherous it is.
他让这个肉体发出来啊，让这个事情发生啊，显出我们里面那个光景。
He simply allows things to happen to reveal the real condition of our flesh.
好叫呢，他在我们身上能够再工作。
So that he could work in us again.
所以当神的儿女们那个不能合一的时候
，So when God's children cannot become one，
主不是不在祷告
，It's not that our Lord is not praying，
主还是在祷告
，The Lord continues to pray，
叫这些人回头之后啊
，So that these people after they return they can be restored as one，
在我们的所那个认识所甚至仰望的这曾经仰慕过的一个教会啊。在他们中间也起了纷争啊。
Now, there are these people in a church that we once admire very much. Even within them, that there is this division.
甚至他们中间呢，后来也分裂一成，分成两个 group.
And this church also eventually split into two groups.
我们听见的时候啊，里头就非常非常的沉重啊。
When we heard of this, we were really heavy in our spirit.
他说，如果这样子的教会，他都还会分裂的话。哎呀，神的见证在哪里呢
？If a church like this can be split up, where is God's testimony?
但是呢，其中有个弟兄啊，后来啊，他这么说。
But one of the brethren there said this.
他说：“主呢，允许这件事情在我们当中发生啊。
”That the Lord allows these things to happen among us.
他是呢，要震动啊。他说：“主说我再一次不但我要震动地，还要震动天呢。
”Because the Lord once says, once again, I will shake not only the earth but also the heaven.
他把我们中间那些渣滓啊震动掉。
He will eradicate all the alloy among us.
叫那些不能震动的能够长存。
So that cannot be shaken will abide forever.
在一次大地震之后啊，留下来那个根基也是何等的宝，何等的坚固宝贝。
Now the foundation.If it remains after an earthquake, how precious, how sturdy that is.
所以你说，当我们最失望的时候。
So at the time we are most disappointed.
当我们在里头还非常软弱的时候。
At a time we are so weak within us.
甚至我们不能够祷告的时候。
At a time we cannot even pray ourselves.
哎呀，这包括我们认识啊，这时候我们的主还在为我们祷告。
If only we could come to know that our Lord continues to pray for us.
包括我们这都认识了大祭司的祷告啊，在我们身上，在我们生命的那个成长是何等样的重要。
If only we could understand how important this high priest prayer is in our daily lives growth.
是这大祭司的祷告啊。托住儿女们的合一。
It is this high priest prayer holds up all God's children in one.
托住我们在他面前的见证。
Holds up this very testimony of us before Him.
那第三方面呢
？Now thirdly,
他是借着他的荣耀来使我们合一。
He makes us one through His glory.
二十二节说：“你所赐给我的荣耀呢，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。”
And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one.
主呢是借他的荣耀使我们合一的。
Now the Lord unifies us through His glory.
在十七章里面呢，主一共八次呢用到说到荣耀这个字啊。
In chapter 7, 8 times our Lord speaks of this word glory.
有的是动词的，有的是名词的。
Sometimes it's used as a verb, other times as a noun.
多方面说到这个荣耀。
In many ways he speaks of this glory.
那么这一方面，他这里呢，主要是说到那个主他自己的荣耀啊，这是父所赐给我的荣耀，那个荣耀。
Here, first, he speaks of the glory that God the Father has given him.
他在前面呢，他曾说到，他说这个。说到那个在创世以前呢，就已经有那个荣耀啊，那个是神子的荣耀哈。
Now he speaks of the glory of the God the Son before the world was.
在那个创立世界以前呢，子就与父同在。
Before the foundation of the world, before the world was created, the God the Son and Father are together.
那个是神的儿子，神子的独有的荣耀。
And this is a unique glory of God the Son.
但是当他来到此世间的时候
，After he came to the world，
他呢，自己倒空了自己啊， 放下了这身子的荣耀。
After he emptied himself and put aside the glory of God the Son.
他在世间的时候，我们看见的他呢，是没有加薪美容的。
In the world, we see that he had no form and comeliness.
我们呢，世人看见他也一点都不羡慕他。
When we saw him, we admire him not.
啊，他是一个谦卑的奴仆啊。
And he was just a lowly slave.
啊，他在人看见一点呢都没有什么荣耀吸引人的。
So from man's perspective, there was no glory at all to draw people.
他因是这样的卑微呢，不但是这样的卑微呢，存心顺服呢，以至于死，并且死在十字架上。
He was so humbled, he became obedient to the point of death, the death of the cross.
因此呢，神将他升为至高啊。
So God has highly exalted him.
赐给他那超乎万民之上的。
And giving him this name above every name.
是天上地上的一切所有的，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
So at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of the heavens of on earth and of under the earth to call him Jesus Christ the Lord.
因着那主他顺服的缘故。
And because of his obeying.
他在十字架上成就了救赎。
He has accomplished this redemption on the cross.
父呢，再把那个超乎万民之上的名，把那再次荣耀加给他身上。
So God has given him this name above every name, and once again give him this glory.
这个呢，是他在人子的地位上所得的荣耀。
And this is the glory he has received as he stood in as a position of the Son of Man.
这个荣耀呢，是他要赐给我们的。
And this is the glory that he would give us.
是这个荣耀呢，是我们可以跟他有份的。
And this is the glory that we would have a part with.
在我们的身上呢，也要显出神儿子在人子地位上那个荣耀。
So from us, we will also reveal the glory of the Son of Man.
你知道人为什么会人为什么不能够合一呢？
Do you know why people cannot become one?
啊，主要的是因为我们这个肉体啊，这个天然人啊，这个卑贱的那个自我，那个老我。
Basically, it's because of this lowly self of our natural man.
我们天然人里面呢，就是你不用人教的，里头啊，就是充满了高傲、嫉妒、纷争啊，这是天然里头人里头是非常自然的。
In our fleshly nature, we simply have this pride, arrogance, haughtiness, conceit. Nobody has to teach us.
所显出的呢，是那个卑贱的啊，是完根本不荣耀的。
All we show as this lowliness is things of no glory at all.
但是当我们看见神的荣耀的时候，
But when we see the Lord's glory,
里面我们会有一个反应。
Then we have this reaction within.
在以赛亚书第六章里头啊。
Isaiah 6, as we read,
以赛亚那里他看见了一个异象。
After Isaiah saw this vision,
他看见那个主呢，那个神呢，坐在那高座的宝那个圣殿的宝座上。
He saw this Lord sitting on the throne in the holy temple.
他衣裳垂下，那个什么那个从殿上垂下来。
His garments come down to the ground.
有那个撒拉佛侍立。
And seraphim stood next to him.
他们呢在那飞翔，在喊叫说这个圣哉圣哉圣哉啊，耶和华的荣光呢充满全地。
And there they were crying out, saying, "Holy, holy, the glory of the Lord fills the earth."
因着呢，他们这个呼喊的声音呢，那个殿的那个根基都震动了。
And because of their cry, even the foundation of the temple is shaken.
哇，神的荣耀在异象当中呢，像以赛亚显现。
And God's glory, Shenkah, is seen to Isaiah in this vision.
一看见这个异象呢，以赛亚就立刻一个反应。
And when Isaiah saw this vision, right away he had this reaction.
他立刻看见了，他说啊，祸灾我灭亡了。
Right away he said, "Woe is me, I am undone."
因为呢，我是嘴唇不洁净的人。
Because I am with unclean lips.
又活在呢，住在嘴唇不洁净的民当中。
And I live among those with unclean lips.
同时，我又看见了，亲眼见到耶和华。
And I have seen the Lord.
哎呀，当神的荣耀一显出的时候，
When the Lord's glory is revealed,
你很自然的呢就看见自己的卑贱。
Right away, you will see your lowliness.
看见了自己里面的败坏。
Right away, you see your own corruption.
哎呀，你那个所有破坏神儿女的合一，都在这个败坏当中，在这荣光之中显出来。
All the discord that disrupts the unity among God's people is seen in this glory.
如果我们活在神的荣光之中，
If we live in God's glory,
哎呀，我们那些所有的卑情下品都要脱屑了。
All our lowliness and base characters will be put away.
在神的荣耀里头啊。 合一呢是自再自然不会那个不过的结果。
In God's glory, this oneness should be the most natural thing.
更进一步说了，实在神的儿女的合一啊，更是显出神的荣耀。
And this outcome of oneness actually reveals God's glory.
看见呢，是神呢，他的荣耀啊，托着我们，使我们能够合一。
So we see that it is God's glory that bears up to make us one.
巴不得我们每一次在聚集的时候呢，都能够认识看见这个荣耀。
Oh, if only every time as we are gathered together, we are able to see this glory of God.
那说这个荣耀呢，是我已经赐给他们了。
And the Bible says that this glory I have given them.
哎呀，神已经把这个荣耀赐给我们了。
God has already given His glory to us.
但是我们常常看见了，看不到身上有什么荣耀哈。
But we often do not see where God's glory is.
我们看见的都是那个。软弱啊，我们里头的那个失败啊。
All we see is our weakness, our failure.
哎，看荣耀不能看我们自己啊。
So if you want to behold glory, never look at yourselves.
哎，你要看荣耀，要看他，要来看主。
If you want to behold glory, behold your Lord.
怎么样看得到主的荣耀？
How can we behold the Lord's glory?
这二十四节他这么说。
Verse 24.
他说：“父啊，我在哪里？”愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里。
Here we read, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am.
叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。
So that they may behold my glory which you have given me.
我们如何能够看见这个荣耀呢？
How can we see this glory?
如何知道这个荣耀已经赐给我们了呢？
How can we know that this glory has already given us?
主说了，他说我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里。
The Lord says that where I am, those people you've given me shall also be.
如果主在那里，
if the Lord is there,
你也在那里，
and you are there too,
你就看见神的荣耀，
then you will see the Lord's glory.
我们呢，常常都有这种经历啊。
We often have this experience.
当我们去参加一个特会的时候，
when we go to a special meeting,
啊，因着那个神话语丰富的传递，
oh, because the deliverance of all the riches of God's word.
因着那个圣徒们多时的祷告啊。
Because of the prayers of all the saints.
我们呢进去的时候，好像是就在那个变化山上一样的。
When we walk into this meeting place, we feel we are on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们呢饱尝了主的同在。
We fully tasted the Lord's presence.
我们呢真是看见主的荣耀。
And we truly behold His glory.
所以你要看见主的荣耀嘛。
So do you want to see the Lord's glory?
主在哪里，你在哪里，你就看见了。
Where the Lord is, there you should be.
下个礼拜我们要传福音。
Next week we will share preach the gospel.
我们呢为我们的弟兄祷告。
And we should pray for our brother.
让他刚强壮胆呢，传主的福音，放胆传主的福音。
He will be strong and be bold in the Lord to share the gospel.
我们也跟我们的弟兄呢一同来工作。
And together we'll co-work with him.
我们在祷告当中扶持我们的弟兄。
And in our prayers we'll hold him up.
在我们的那个我们出去发单张。
As we go out to give out the flyers,
我们呢我们也去邀请人。
As we invite people,
哎呀，当我们呢这样子一同来同心合意来传主的福音的时候，
As we with one accord preach the gospel,
啊，当主显的荣耀显在我们当中的时候啊。
Then God's glory is being revealed among us.
哎呀，你就看见了什么是神的荣耀。
And only in such a way you will really see what the true glory is.
其实呢，不光只是在聚会当中啊。
Actually, not only in the meetings only.
有时候我们在服事里头。
Sometimes even in our services.
啊，你在主日学里头。
While you're teaching Sunday school.
别人都在聚会了，你必须服事孩子们。
Everybody else is at a meeting place, but you have to serve the children.
而且只要主在那里。
But as long as the Lord is there,
你就看见主的荣耀。
You will behold His glory.
你看见这孩子们的改变。
You will see the transformation of the
children. 看见了主的话怎么进到他们里面去。
And you will see how God's word enter into their mind.
也许你在一些事物上一些服事。
Maybe you minister in some real thing, physical things.
你觉得那个好像很枯燥，很乏味。
And you feel this is so boring.
但是呢。只要主在其中啊。
But as long as the Lord is in the midst of it.
哎，你就看见了，哎呀，主呢，借着这个弟兄在那里忠心的服侍，借着那个弟兄在那里忠心的服侍。
And you will see how the Lord makes this one to serve him faithfully here and the other there.
你就看见主的荣耀。
And there you see the Lord's glory.
其实在我们日常生活当中，在遭遇难处的时候。
Even among our daily lives when we encounter hardships.
啊，也许我们里头啊，身体是实在是那个下沉啊，被压太重啊，力不能胜。
Maybe our spirits are so low.And so burdened that it's simply beyond our strength. Can't stand it anymore. As long as the Lord is in the midst of it.
哎，你看见的主是怎么样奇妙的手啊，带领你过来。
And you will see the Lord's wonderful hand, how He amazingly leads you through.
怎么样在那个最没有指望的时候呢，因信呢仍然有指望。
Now, how in that time, without any hope, that by faith you would come up with the hope.
怎么样主呢，把那个说不出来的平安呢？天上来的平安在我们里头。
And how the Lord has given you this heavenly peace inexpressible in your heart.
在其中你就看见神的荣耀。
In the midst of all this, you will behold the Lord's glory.
因为我们呢常常活在神的荣耀里头。
If only we could live in the Lord's glory in such a way.
不但呢我们呢那些拦阻和圣徒合一的悲情下品要脱去。
Not only all the lowliness, all the base characters, hindrances will be put away.
还有我们能够经历啊，在那个神荣耀里头啊，圣徒那个很自然的那个美丽的合一啊。
But we will also experience this, this natural ready oneness in the Lord's glory.
那第四方面呢，主告诉我们如何合一啊。
Now fourthly, the Lord tells us how to become one.
在二十三节说呢，我在他们里面。你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
Verse 23, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me.
主的同在啊，主的内住呢，使我们合一。
The Lord's presence, the Lord's indwelling makes us become one.
而且呢，是完完全全的合一。
And this is, we are actually being perfected in this unity.
你想啊，只要是一个重生得救的人呢、啊。
A person who is truly born again
没有人会喜欢分裂的
would never enjoy division and faction.
里面呢总是盼望合一的
In his heart, he always longed for this unity.
你甚至有时候只要有可能，我愿意跟我的弟兄，为我跟我的姊妹，跟我跟一些聚会，我们能够合一的。
As long as it's possible with me, I want to become one with my brother, with my sisters.
但是什么是合一呢
？Then what is this unity?
今天呢，人在世上的时候啊，为了要显出神的儿女的合一、啊。
Now today in the world, in order to show people that God's children are unified,
人呢可以用很多外面的方法了，实际上看起来好像是合一的。
We could use many ways to show outwardly that we are one.
那个就的我们老弟兄所说的，这个是统一啊，这不是合一啊。
Just as our elderly brother said, this is uniformity. This is not unity.
如果今天你要如果是讲外面的合一的话呢，你就
Today,
你到天主教去，你就看见这个合一了。
If you want to see this external uniformity, then you just go to the Catholic churches and you will see it.
啊，你在天主教里头，你可以看见一个大的合一。
In Catholic churches, you will see this universal uniformity.
哎呀，多少的人，多少团体在里，他们看起来是合一的。
Well, with all the people, all the groups, you see they are unified.
不像在更正教里面呢，好像那个各个宗派不那个什么不同的背景呢，不同各样的聚会。
Now it's not like in the Protestant churches, you will see a different background, different denominations there.
但是如果你仔细去看它里面的话
，But if you look into it more thoroughly,
他们里面是非常不同的。
Within them, there's such a big difference.
他们在美国的天主教教会啊
，In America's Catholic churches,
他们的聚会啊，几乎跟那个所谓的基督教啊、更正教啊，没有什么太大的差别。
Their meetings are not that much different from Protestant churches.
我儿子有一次跟他朋友去天主教里头，他说，哎，他们聚会跟我们都差不多呀。
My son once went with his friend to a Catholic church, and he said, "Well, it's just very much the same."
甚至呢，他们这里面的灵恩的运动啊，跟今天的基督教教的灵恩是几乎是一模一样的。
Even with their spiritual movements, charismatic movements, it's just like what we have here.
但是你如果到南美去看南美的天主教的话，
But if you go to the South America and take a look at the Catholic churches there,
那里的天主教几乎跟中世纪那个什么马丁路德改教的时候的光景是没有差太多的。
And they're just like the days in medieval time when Martin Luther reformed the church.
他们还在收集圣物啊，他们还活在那些拜偶像的那个光景里头啊，是在那个属灵的光景是非常非常黑暗的。
Their spiritual condition is very dark. They continue to worship idols, continue to collect all the sacraments.
但是他们都称为在天主教里头的人。
But they are all called Catholics.
他们只要宣称他们是效忠教廷的。
As long as they profess they are faithful to Vatican.
他们呢，住在这个团体里头。
They are in that group.
这是神在圣经上面所让我们显出的合一吗？
Is this the oneness that shown in the Bible?
合一呢是在里面的事情。
This oneness should be internal.
是在主里面的合一。
Oneness in the Lord.
我们是和主的一啊。
We are in unity with the Lord's unity.
不是主和我们的一啊。
It's not that the Lord becomes unified to us to suit our needs.
有时候借着翻译啊，更说得清楚一点。
Sometimes translation can make it even clearer.
哎，我们呢，常常是用人的方法呢，想找到一些外面的一些那个看起来是不得合一的事情。
Now with man's methods, we often find that external things that could make us look one.
但是呢，在我们里面呢，却是那个看法是南辕北辙。
But within us, actually, our thoughts and minds are just as far away as north and south are.
这不是呢，在这里主所祷告所那个所祈求的那个合一。
And this is not the oneness as prayed in the Lord's prayer.
它这合一呢，是在跟神的性情、跟神的旨意完全吻合的那个合一哈。
This oneness is being one with God's characters, God's nature.
但是我们在这个实际的实行当中的时候，我们怎么走在这条合一的路上呢？
Then how do we actually walk in this way of oneness in our daily practice?
我们会不会因为说把这些这个原因呢当作个借口，不愿意跟人家合一呢？
Can we use oneness as an excuse not to become one with other brethren?
可不可以说我们因为读那个什么这个把这当作借口说，哎呀，我们不注重外面的，我们注重里面的，所以我们不能够合一。
Well, can we use this as an excuse, saying that since we only emphasize things internally, not externally, so we cannot become one with you?
这实在是需要主啊，在每一件事情上啊，亲自的带领我们。
Truly, we need the Lord to lead us in everything.
在那个实际的教会生活里头、聚会里头，他一步一步的在我们里面引领我们。
In our real church life, He needs to lead us step by step.
在每个地方，可能情形都不一样。
Now this might be different in different places.
在这个地方，在这个时候，主是怎么样带领我们？
But right at this time, how does the Lord lead us in oneness?
他说我在他们里面呢，叫他们能够完完全全的合一。
It says that I in them, so they will be perfected in unity.
你知道，当我们说合一的时候，并不表示说我们中间没有不能有任何不同的意见。
When we speak of unity, it doesn't mean that there should never be any differences of opinions among us.
我们在服事当中的时候，对主甚至对主的那个圣经的真理的看法的时候，我们会不同的。
As we serve the Lord, as we look at expound the Bible truth, there might be differences.
我们呢，这个、不同的，甚至我们有时候会争执啊，我们会为觉得说我为我所看见的这真理啊，我站得住。
Among all the differences, I might insist, I might say that I have to stand firm for this truth.
然后在我们的外面虽然有这激烈的争执啊。
But outwardly, although we have this argument fiercely.
但是我们里面是合一的。
However, within us, we have this one.
外面呢，我们虽然有不同的做法，不同的看见。
Externally, we might have different ways or different insights.
但是我们回到主里头的时候呢，我们发觉呢，我们的是站在同一个根基上的，我们是合一的。
As we come before the Lord, we know we stand on the same foundation, and we know we are one.
但是呢，我们也得小心呢，因为很多时候啊，一些外面的争执啊，开始的时候里面是合一啊，到时候争执的变成了，不但是外面不合啊，里面也不合。
But we also have to be careful that the external difference that it starts in the beginning may lead to the internal discord.
怎么样在这样子的不同里头呢？我们还能够寻求在主里的合一呢？
How can we seek this unity in the midst of all these differences?
他说了，我在他们里面，你在我们里面，使他们能够完完全全的合
一。It says that I in them and they in me, so they will be made perfect in oneness.
合一这件事情呢，实在是不是人能够做的。
Now oneness is a thing certainly not done by man.
什么时候人想要做一些什么合一的事情呢？
Whenever man wants to do something in unity,
你发觉他只会拆毁合一的工作。
And you know that they only are destroying and dividing.
是那个内住的主啊，在我们里面天天的带领。
It's the indwelling Lord who has been leading us.
在每一件事情上的带领。
Leading us in everything.
细细的带领我们呢，使我们能够走在这合一的路上。
Carefully leading us to walk in the path of oneness.
若不是主啊，他在我们里面呢，天天的保守带领啊，我们真是不知道走在下一步怎么走。
It's not for the Lord who indwells us and leads us daily. We truly don't know what to do with our next step.
感谢赞美主啊
！And we praise, we thank our Lord.
他已经赐下他的名。
He has given us His name.
他的名能够保守我们呢、啊，在我们在他的主里面能够合一。
And His name can keep us to be one in Him.
感谢主呢，他也天天为我们祈求啊。
We thank our Lord that He also intercedes for us daily.
就算是我们呢，到了个地步都不能祷告了。
Even though we may come to the point where we cannot pray,
我们不要忘记了，主还在为我们祷告。
Don't we forget that?
主的祷告能
pray for us.
主的祷告能够使我们合一的。
His intercession will make us become one.
巴不得呢，这当主在什么地方工作的时候呢，我们也在其中啊。
So, if only wherever the Lord works, there we would be also.
我们能够不但是看见主的荣耀、啊。
So not only do we see the Lord's glory.
活在主的荣耀中、啊。
We live in His glory.
当这荣耀显出来的时候、啊。
When the glory is revealed.
就是众的那个圣徒相爱呀、啊，在主里的合一呀、啊。
And it shows the love, the unity among all the brethren in the Lord.
当我们天天活在主里头。
As we daily live in the Lord.
主活在我们里面。
And He also lives in us.
一步一步的带领我们的
时候。Step by step, He leads us.
真是在生活的细节里头，实际的生活当中呢，我们知道如何走着合一的路。
And in the practical details of every aspect of our life, He will lead us to walk in the path of oneness.
我们呢，马上要传福音啊。
And we will soon have this gospel outreach meeting.
怎么样来传福音呢？
How can we preach this gospel?
最能够传福音的呢，是神儿女们的见证。
Now, the most powerful testimony of God's sharing God's message is the very testimony itself.
福音呢，不仅仅是在我们的话语里头。
Testimony shall never be in our words only.
是福音呢，更是活在我们的见证里头。
Instead, it's living out of this testimony.
我们在见证当中呢，来传我们的福音。
In this testimony, we will preach God's gospel.
他说呢，他们完完全全合一了以后呢，叫世人知道你差了我来。
After they are made perfect in unity, so that the world may know you've sent me.
也知道你爱我们如爱他们如爱我一样。
And also they would know you love them as you have loved me.
当世人来到我们当中的时候。
When people come into our midst.
他看见一批人呢、啊、在原来都在世上生活的有各式各样的性情的人。
When they see all these people living in the world with different characters.
他们居然能够合在一起。
And they could come together.
他们在中间呢是这样的如此的和睦同居啊。
And see this harmony living in unity.
他们呢就要知道一件事情。
They will know one thing.
知道呢他们所信奉的主是真实的主。
They will know that the Lord they believe is true.
他们所信奉的耶稣呢是那个永生神所差来的。
They will know this Jesus that they believe is the one sent by everlasting God.
如果不是主耶稣居住在他们当中的话。
If it's not the Lord Jesus,
各式各样古里古怪的人居住在一起怎么可能合一呢？
All these different kind of weird people coming together, how can they become one?
有一个弟兄说他说你要找怪人嘛你到教会去找。
And one brother said, if you want to find weirdos,Go to the church.
哎呀，我们从世人来看的话，很多时候都我们脾气各式各样的非常古怪的。
And we just know that we have different temperaments. We're weird.
是主呢把我们合在一起。
It is the Lord that puts us together.
当我们呢是显出这样子的那个在合一的时候，人就知道主呢是父所差来的。
Now when people see this unity among us, they will know this Lord. who has been sent by God.
不但是这样子。
Not only so.
在二十一节他说呢，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差来我来。
Verse 21, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me.
多少人告诉我们说他之所以要信。
So many people have told us it's the reason they want to believe in the Lord.
他是看见了那基督徒啊身上真是这真是美丽啊。
As they have seen this beauty among Christians.
啊，看见了神的那个儿女神儿女们呢之间的弟兄姊妹的是那个和睦同居啊，那何等样的美善。
They have seen this beauty, this unity among God's people living together.
哎呀，他们愿意信。
So they want to believe.
他们呢可以信。
And they say they can believe.
当他们一看见神儿女呢是在那个像那个诗篇里所说的，他说啊，看哪、啊、弟兄和睦同居啊，何等的善，何等的美啊。
It's just like in Psalm, it says how beautiful it is for brethren to live in unity. How lovely it is.
当人这样子看见的时候
，When people have this kind of seeing，
人可以信
，They are able to believe，
人们愿意信
，And they're willing to believe，
愿意来信靠那个奇妙的主，那个大能的主
，They're willing to believe this wonderful, the mighty Lord。
愿主祝福他自己的话
，May the Lord bless His very own words。
我们今天祷告
，Brother， please bow your head. We'll have some prayer.
我们感谢赞美你
，Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你在爱子耶稣基督里面已经赐给我们这个合一。
Because in your beloved Son Jesus Christ, you have given us this unity.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Open up our inner eyes.
看见在主里的合一是何等样的善，何等样的美。
To see how good and how beautiful it is, this unity in the Lord is.
好像那个贵重的油浇到亚伦的头上。
It's like precious oil. It's been poured on the head of Aaron.
流到胡须，也流到他的衣襟。
To the beard, to his garments.
父，我们在你面前俯伏。
Oh, Father, we simply bow down before you.
愿你爱子的血再一次遮盖我们。
Cover us up with your precious blood.The precious blood of your beloved Son.
好，就因着他爱的缘故。
So for the sake of love.
我们在合一当中来见证主。
In unity, we will testify the Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.